We ended the convention with our Sister Carol speaking.
That would have been enough.
But the program says I got to give some remarks. I think some of you say this could be redundant. But nonetheless, just give you some of my reflections. You know, the word echo is not in the Bible. It's a technical term. Since the 20th century, we have a lot of technical terms. But the word echo means a sound that is bounced off another object. Have we had sounds these past 3 days bouncing off? Did any of you bounce the sounds off yourself? Or did you receive bounces from others? You know, interesting to note that gold will bounce all of the sound that goes with it. A fabric, a cloth, will absorb it all. Are you gold or are you a fabric? That's the difference between a selfish individual and one who shares. Did you hear the prayers this weekend? Did you hear the faith of others? Did you see the faith of others? Did you hear the mysteries of God? Did you hear the conversations between the developing family members, divine family? We're a family, friends. A divine family. And you know, in the ultimate decision by God, the human family will be history, and we will be a part of the Lamb's family. Did you hear those who worship God? Did you hear the promises? Did it strengthen you? Did it sustain you? Did it make you resolve more to continue on in the straight and narrow path? Did you hear the Lord this weekend? You can answer that question. If you say, no, I didn't hear the Lord this weekend, it was a wasted weekend. But if you say, I have heard the Lord this weekend, then you feel like John 11:41, I thank thee, Lord, for what I heard. Now, it started off Friday night. It was a fellowship. We had delicious pizza. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, there were four choices you had. Four choices. Pepperoni and vegetable and cheese and plain. But you know what was significant about Friday night? I don't know if you noticed this. I did. It was a reunion. People were seeing each other for the first time. I saw the hugs. I saw the kisses. I saw the handshakes. I saw the smiles. And then Saturday morning, George Eldridge with his comparing the days of Noah with the days of the Son of Man. Friends, I don't know if any of you caught those 9 points that George brought out. If you didn't, let me know. I'll get you a copy. But I can't go through the whole thing. Time doesn't permit it. But I like the idea that God sent his messenger to warn the sinners of a coming judgment in Noah's day. He's doing it today. The parallel is unique. And then another, which is noteworthy to me, is that there was a descent of the fallen angels to earth in Noah's day. I think he says there will be a descent of the fallen angels to earth today. So look that over. You will pick up a tremendous echo. Then Ray Luke, with his comparing the moral decay of Noah's time and our time. God gave many descriptions of the breakdown of morality. He charted the elements of moral decay that led to the flood. Friends, we're heading for, not the flood, we're heading for the fire. And he gave an excellent statistical analysis. And by the way, Brother Ray Luke also gave us on Friday night an in-depth look into faith. Faith, the most fundamental relationship of God. And I like when he drew a parallel between the telecommunications of sending and receiving messages in the technology of it with the telecommunications that God has with his people. And I think the basic point that Ray was saying, do you hear the echo, by the way, friends? He was saying that there is never a moment of life without exercising faith. I will just add this to Ray. It seems like faith is life itself, not something external to life, but it is part of life. And then we had Lenny Grice with his discourse on what manner of persons ought you to be. Remember the eight behaviors he had? We should be doing this. And again, if you didn't get the eight, see me. I'll try to get a copy for you. These are the kinds of things we should be doing. We should be now. Now again, we don't have the time, but the thing that, impressed me was put your spiritual integrity above personal gain. Oh, he had 8 beautiful behaviors. Let's hold them and let's emulate them. And then Russell Shulew, which we appreciate his willingness to substitute. Russell was really behind, as they say, the 8-ball. I mean, I called him, I think it was it 2 weeks? Was it 2 weeks? Where's Russell? I can't see him. Russell, was it 2 weeks? 3 weeks. And what a willingness to join right in. And his topic was comparing in the days of Noah with the church. And he gave us a description of the 7 messengers with the 7 messages that indicated the time of the end. And then there was the question panel. Thank you, brethren, on the question panel. They were tough questions. Tough. But everyone accepted the challenge and gave us some very practical principles for Christian living. And then Ron Batchelder with his presentation last night. I don't know if any of you understand what was happening, but he was giving you pictures of the Hubble telescope that's not available to the public. Isn't that interesting? We of the Lord's people were looking at things that mankind very little knew about. So that was quite impressive. And then the memories of the Jerusalem Convention and the memories of the seven churches and the Patmos and the brethren of the past, that was impressive. And then Russell Shalhoub this morning, if you remember, about the fears, the fear of peril, the fear of the unknowns, the fear of man, the fear of evil, and so forth. How many of us said, ah, that was so uplifting? And then Lenny Grice this morning on the preparation of the elements. You all have copies of that, so that's great. This was a summarization of Brother Russell's seventh chapter of Volume 4. And he gave us eight forecasts that will bring about the collapse of nations. Now, Albania was an excellent example of how it might have happened. And then finally now, this afternoon, we had George Eldridge with the three signs of their significance. The rod, the leprous hand, and the water becoming flood. Friends, it's been such a great spiritual feast this weekend. We trust that you enjoyed as much as the committee enjoyed bringing these things to you. All we ask for is to remember us in your prayers before the Lord. Be thankful to Him, for He is the guiding light and the motivating factor for all these things. Thanks for coming, and put on your calendar for next year. It is, I think, October 17 and 18. 16, 17, and 18. Put big X's on that. Must go to the New England Convention. Thank you.
We will close with hymn 64, and then we'll have Brother Richard Sarasi close the convention with prayer. Hymn 64. All four. Thank you.
beloved Father in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Your little children come to you to give thanks for all the blessings you have bestowed upon us this past weekend, for the opportunity of entering your throne of grace so many times, Father, and asking your blessing upon your servants who broke unto us the bread of life, upon our fellowship together, upon the food which is prepared for us. And Father, you have opened your heavens and you have poured upon us a blessing which we can hardly contain. And we give thee our thanks and praise. And we pray that we may echo the blessings that we have received to our dear brethren at home, those who did not have the privilege to come together and enjoy this wonderful convention. We pray that blessing upon each one who has labored to make it possible, and each one who has come together to add to the convention. And now, Father, as we go to our several homes, we pray that thou will go with us, guide and direct us. May we follow the leadings of your Holy Spirit in our lifetime, and help us, Father, to show forth your praises to the best of our ability. And we pray for thy people in every place, circumstance, and condition, and those who would want to have been here but did not have the privilege. May thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. All these things we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.